is Senator Al Simpson. The Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty talks are all snagged up and moving along at a snail's pace. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the START treaty negotiation to cut in half the nuclear arsenals of the Soviet Union and the United States has been in the works now for almost a decade. Even while in what is seen as economic ruin, the Soviets still pose a highly formidable threat to our nation's security, outgunning our intercontinental ballistic missiles in numbers of 3-1. Ted, the U.S. is so very close to achieving a reasonable nuclear treaty with the Soviets, but they will remain unwilling to budge on some key points like verification and how to resolve violations. But when we're this close, let's not blow it all by rushing ahead too swiftly. Bad pun. Of course, I would expect you to eventually side with our fine Secretary of State Jim Baker over the position of President Gorbachev, right?
Al, that treaty in waiting may be the longest-running arms control negotiation in history. 9 years the talks have been going on. The question is, will START ever finish? If it does, it'll be worth the wait. A 30% reduction in U.S.-Soviet nuclear arsenals, a giant step back from the nuclear brink and the danger of all-out nuclear war. One reason for the delay in recent months is that both sides were also negotiating the treaty to reduce conventional forces in Europe. But nuclear reductions are even more important, and the lack of progress is cause for real concern. The danger is that right-wingers in the United States are pushing President Bush to drive too tough a bargain, while hardliners in the Kremlin try to keep Gorbachev from making any Soviet concessions. Tell President Bush to end the stalemate, Al. The last thing we need is brinkmanship at the nuclear brink. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on redlining by banks against poor neighborhoods. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.